How's it going, Yellow Jacket Nation? After a week hiatus, we're back with Jacket Chats, the official podcast of Black Hills State Athletics. Episode 9 today. I, your host, Bryce Johnson, am joined by Ellie Moore of the women's basketball program. Ellie, thanks for taking the time. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Like I said, thank you so much for taking the time. And we'll get right into it. And why Black Hills State University? When you're going through the process as a transfer, what stood out about BHSU to you?
Well, I remember initially when I had come on my first visit, the way that the coaches made this place feel like a home, and when they were taking me around the campus, I remember I think every single faculty member that was around had stopped and talked to me and made a point to get to know me. And at that point, I kind of just knew that this was where I wanted to be because it felt like home to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I kind of alluded to it. You came here to Black Hills State as a transfer from UCCS. So not just a transfer, but an in-conference transfer in the RMAC. What was the process like and how did it differ from your undergrad recruiting process, your recruiting process here, I mean?
Yeah, the process obviously is not the most fun one when you're in it. I remember that going into college. I mean, it is obviously really cool to get to know these teams, getting to know the coaches. And I mean, Nori and Coach B made that super easy for me, as well as all the other coaches that I spoke to when I was in the process. But I do remember it was a bit easier because I knew kind of what I was looking for since I had already been in college a couple of years playing basketball. So that was nice. I kind of knew what I wanted out of a coach, what I wanted out of a program. Ultimately, Black Hills checked all of those boxes for me. So that's kind of why I chose to come here and what made that process a little bit easier for me the second time around.
Yeah. And before we get back to Coach Nori, because you mentioned him in that answer there, now Gracie Hannenberg, you know, has followed you here to Black Hills State as a transfer from also UCCS. What impact did you have on that process? And what's it like playing with her again?
I love Gracie. She is such a sweetheart. I was stoked, obviously, when I found out that she was transferring because I had the opportunity to play with her again. I played with her at UCCS. She was an amazing point guard. So when she hit the transfer portal, I had mentioned to Coach Nori that there were a couple of my teammates from UCCS in the portal, and Gracie was the one that stood out to him. And so it was really awesome getting to hear about her recruiting process. And I got to tell her a bit about Black Hills and why I loved it here. And just having the opportunity to have her come back and be my point guard again, or guard, or whatever position you want to call her. Yeah, it was just awesome to be able to play with her again. Even just as a person, having her back in the same state as me was really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And you both have been enjoying some really great success early on this season. Now, I mentioned him, and you mentioned him, Coach Nori. He's a legend, not only here at Black Hills State, but really in the D2 coaching ranks, and prior to that, the NAIA level. What's it like playing for Coach Nori? You mentioned it was something that really drew you here, right?
Yeah, he has been great since day one of meeting him. I mean, I just remember the first voicemail that he ever left me in my box was just the sweetest voicemail ever, because I had happened
to
miss one of his
calls. That's pretty par for the course with him, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and he always made it a point to call me every week to make sure I was doing good, and I mean, he's carried that on throughout me being now his player. He holds meetings and whatnot. He has an open door policy. You can go talk to him whenever. So that's kind of just who he is. So he's been really great in that aspect. And I mean, even as a coach, he obviously knows what he's doing. He has the repertoire to back that up. But yeah, he's just been an amazing coach on the court and off the court to me. So can't thank him enough.
Yeah, Mark is truly a special human, both on and off the court. You know, he's always, you know, just when I'm walking through the offices, you know, hey Bryce, how's it going? You know, and it's definitely the same with you guys as players. Now, under the tutelage of Coach Nori, you and your team last year, you made the NCAA tournament, a great accomplishment. You won a game there. We'll kind of wrap back around to it in a little bit. What was that experience like in going down to Texas and being a part of the tournament?
It was an amazing experience. I mean, I know we were all pretty bummed about how the RMAC championship turned out. So being able to have the opportunity to still play beyond that was amazing in itself. And the fact that we got to, you know, travel to Texas and we were funded by the NCAA, that was such a great thing for us. We were so, so grateful. So yeah, we got a ton of really cool experiences out of it as a team. And then even on the floor, we ended up playing Regis, so we were playing another RMAC team. To be able to win a game in that tournament was just so, so exciting. And I mean, the atmosphere was just amazing. We had a ton of BH fans come out to the game, and I mean, it was all the way in Texas, so them coming out to support us was amazing. And yeah, just being able to have the opportunity, setting ourselves up to be able to play in that arena was so, so cool. Super rewarding.
Yeah, that's one of the crazy things about the Division II level, is because you get to the national tournament and you go to the regionals. And for instance, in the South Central region, it's just us and the Lone Star. It's just the RMAC and the Lone Star. So you're almost guaranteed to play a team that you've already played two, sometimes even three times before. It's going to be your fourth matchup against them in the season. It's like, that doesn't feel like it should be a thing yet. You know, here we are, and it definitely is a thing. Yeah, and you mentioned it. Three times against Regis, because they were a conference foe, and that was an incredible game. And an overtime victory to claim the first NCAA tournament win for the program since 2016. What was it like being a part of that game? What was going through your mind down the stretch and in overtime?
I mean, I just remember even at halftime, I believe we were down, and we had come together as a group, and I mean, you mentioned we had already played them a couple of times, so we had split with them, we went 1-1, so this was a team we knew that we could beat, but we knew we just had to stay mentally tough and locked in for every possession, because we knew it was going to be a grind no matter what. And it did end up coming out to halftime, or sorry, to overtime, because it was such a close game and they're such a good team. But being able to fight through a ton of things that happened down the road, I remember there was a couple calls that happened, and then there was a, like, I think it was like a 2-minute break. They had to review something. So it was just such a chaotic, super high energy game. But the fact that we were able to stay mentally locked in and tough throughout the whole thing, I really give it to all my teammates. I mean, we pulled out with a win, and it was exciting. It was maybe one of my most exciting wins of my whole career. So
that's really awesome. Yeah, that's great to hear. And now, onto this season. Your team just finished non-conference play, and now you're heading to RMAC competition. So, entering the conference slate, what are your team's goals for the season? What are yours personally?
My personal goal, obviously, defense for me always comes first. I know I've mentioned to you before, I want us to be the number one defensive team in the conference. That's like my ultimate goal. But I would say that would be like the number one goal for all of us, I would say. We're a very defense-oriented team. And so, yeah, being able to get all the stats, I mean, blocks, rebounds, and holding teams to such a low number, I know has been a part of our identity forever. So just continuing to withhold that and making the margin smaller and smaller for points held per game would be probably my ultimate goal.
Yeah, you stole my thunder a little bit there, because my next question here is, and, you know, you mentioned it during Meet the Jackets, that's been playing up during your games, but you know, your goal for the season as a team, and your team accomplished it last year, was to be the top defensive team in the conference and in the RMAC. Last year, the team was 24th in the nation, tops in the RMAC and region, actually, allowing 57.2 points per game. This year, it's a small sample, but down to 53, 11th fewest nationally. Haven't allowed a team to eclipse 60 points yet. What has led to your team's success defensively? You mentioned it's a part of your identity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, that's a big piece of it. I mean, every day in practice, we make a point to go as hard as we can on defense. We have so many great players that are just willing to be tough defensively, and we have a ton of guards and posts alike this year that are so nitty-gritty. And so going against those players every day and defending these really good players, it makes us better defensively. And I know our coaches make a point to do drills that, I guess, work on our defense and whatnot prior to games. Like, that is our primary focus, is defensively stopping these teams. And then the offense will follow. So I think that it's kind of the coaches setting us up and us having such good personnel that makes this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, there's obviously a lot of different factors, you know, that have led to your ladies' success on the defensive end. But it makes everybody else's lives a little bit easier when you have that presence in the paint. You know, as a shot blocker in 2021-22 women's basketball team here at BH averaged 1.4 blocks per game as a team. Over the last season and a couple of games, the team's average is up to 2.5, and that is largely accounted for by your production in that statistic. So what do you think makes you such a great shot blocker? What's kind of your mentality there?
Well, thank you. Honestly, I think it really just has to do with my teammates. Like, they set me up for success. They talk to me, tell me when they're beat, and then that helps me get to help side. And I mean, everybody has to know rotations. So when I get into help, people help the helper. So I think trust is like the biggest thing. So I can trust my teammates to cover my girl so that I can help theirs, and they can trust me to help theirs when they get beat. And so that's a big thing that we emphasize is, you know, building that trust. And we even do that with, I mean, full court defensive pressing, and even in the half court, again, we just emphasize trusting your teammates. And I love that they trust me and I trust them to help me. So I think that's what makes it so successful.
Yeah, the proof is in the team success, as alluded to. You know, nobody's scored 60 points against you guys yet. Now, obviously, you've talked so much about the defensive end of the floor, but let's not forget there's also the offensive side. You know, the point of basketball is to score more points than the other team. And, you know, you've taken on a bigger scoring role this year. It's really something that kind of started around the second half of last season. What has led to your increased aggressiveness and success on the offensive end?
I really feel like it's twofold. I mean, number one, the coaches have been super important in that. They've been instilling a lot of confidence in me, being able to get extra reps in with coaches outside of practice. They've helped me so much just with my finishes and getting confidence in my shot, because I don't shoot too much on the outside and they're always telling me to shoot more. So that's always a really great feeling. It still is a lot of confidence in me and allows me to go be myself and score and whatnot. But I would also say it has to do with, I mean, I have such good teammates that, one, they're so great about getting me the ball, passes and whatnot, but also they're such great threats on the outside, like shooting. I know we had a great shooting game last game, and just the fact that they're able to shoot so well draws the defense out and allows it to be so open on the inside. And even the other posts, I mean, they're also such defensive threats that it's like, who are they going to guard? Like, they're going to have to choose one or the other. So if they choose one person, then it leaves the other person open. So, I mean, I really have to give it to them for opening up the floor and allowing that type of stuff to happen. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely those, you know, a lot of that two post player system here at Black Hill State with three shooters around, you know, whether it's you and Alessia, you and Morgan when she plays the stretch four, or you and Haley, you know, you always have, and you ladies always have two post presences on the floor, which I think is tough for a lot of teams to match up, especially at this level. Now, as a team, you're an incredibly balanced team offensively. Four games, four different leading scores. What's the team's mentality offensively that has led to that balanced attack?
Well, I mean, we always say that it starts with defense. So I think once we get our defense going, our offense just flows with it. And it's the same as the defense. We like to be super tough, like that's our identity. And so offensively, I mean, a lot of times it's a lot of attacking the basket and getting layups. So it's that same type of toughness, I think, that gets our offense going. And then as we attack and kick out, we have some great shooters on the outside, and attacking allows them to get open. They start making shots, and I mean, basketball is a game of runs, so it's really nice when we can start to get everything flowing. But yeah, again, it really just starts with our defense. Everything starts with our defense, so yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Now, on to the games to themselves. Before the holiday, before Thanksgiving, you and your team played in the first ever Women's East-West Challenge. They've been doing it for a few years on the men's side. What was it like competing in such a neat little tournament in the East-West Challenge?
Playing in this tournament was super cool. I mean, it's like Nori said, we saw a couple of teams that we've seen in prior years, and so it was really cool for him to see how we matched up against them this year. But again, these are all some really tough teams, and so it was really nice to be able to see some tough teams before we get into season and to be able to work on some things post-game and see what we need to do better, what we did well, whatnot. But again, these were just some really tough teams. They had some really good posts, some really good shooters on the outside. So being able to see how we match up against these teams was a really good opportunity, I'd say.
Yeah, you guys came away with a split. You beat a much improved University of Sioux Falls team from a season ago, and then lost a really, really good one to a very tough Northern State team. What did you learn about yourselves in those two games?
Gosh, I mean, obviously, our defense was really good during both of those games. We held the teams to the points that we wanted to, but we did realize that we needed to focus on some things offensively. So we got a few offensive things going. But I mean, it really just showed us that we're very mentally tough. I mean, we're just a tough team because these were both super close games. And I think one, we ended up pulling away a bit. But yeah, it was super close games. So being able to be in those situations again and see that, you know, we can compete when we're down. We can compete when you're playing against really good teams, both on the inside and the outside. It really just showed us that what we're capable of, I would say.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And then on Monday, it was Mine's Day. You have been able to experience that rivalry a couple of times now, twice here in Spearfish, once down in Rapid. You know, before that, you kind of got to see it from afar. What's it like being a part of such a storied showdown? What does it mean, like, a little extra now that you're here at BH and a part of it?
Yeah, it was really cool. They did that documentary or whatnot. I think it was the year before I got here. So I was able to watch it before I came in.
Oh, nice.
So I was already pretty amped up for that game. But yeah, it was such an exciting game. Every time we play them, it's so exciting. I know it's always a big game for Nori, as it is for the whole team, really. But yeah, it's so cool. I mean, the girls are obviously so nice on both ends. But once we get on the floor, it's it's a tough one. It's always close. I feel like it is always close between the two of us. But yeah, it was really cool to be able to experience the atmosphere. I mean, you have all of the Mines fans that come to the game. You have all the BH fans that come to the game. So experiencing that rivalry, not even just on the floor, but off the floor, was really cool. But yeah, it's always such an exciting game. And you always have to be super mentally locked in the whole game. So yeah, it's just a great experience overall, I'd say.
Yeah, sometimes the matchup in the stands is even more competitive than the matchup on the court itself.
No kidding.
In the Spearfish community, you kind of mentioned its involvement in the BH versus SD Mines rivalry, but it really does go across all sports here at BH and BH athletics, and specifically BH basketball. It's almost second to none the environment that is created here by the Black Hill State fans. It's something that's really special here. So what's it like playing in front of these fans and in that environment that they help create?
It's amazing. I remember, I mean, because we talked about how I transferred in conference, and I remember being at UCCS and playing at BH. We hated that game. We hated playing in front of all these fans.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a different mentality about it now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Now it's amazing. There's this one guy, I wish I could remember his name, but he is always yelling our names. And I remember my dad called me after one of the games. He was like, "Who's that guy who's always yelling for you?"
Is it Wayne Munn?
I think it Wayne is. Munn, yeah, yeah. It is Wayne. And yes, and my dad called me and he's like, "Who's that guy who's always yelling your name from the stands?" I was like, "That's Wayne." And he was like, "No way, I love that guy." So yeah, my parents, they still have yet to come to a game at BH, but they love this man who's in the stands always cheering for us. So just stuff like that is super cool. And like I said, coming from playing against them, gosh, I just remember how loud it would get. And I mean, the fans would heckle you, but in a good way. It's all in good fun. But yeah, now being on the other side of things is so much nicer. So yeah, I love our fans. They're amazing.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a BH basketball game without Wayne Munn.
No.
Whether it's at home, on the road, he's quite the character and definitely a big part of what makes this environment really special, because it, you know, the environment here is unlike anything I've ever experienced. You know, at my undergrad, you know, that was a D2 school. At my grad school, which was a D3, it's really unique to here. So that's really awesome. And your team did come away on Monday with the 64-45 win against the Hard Rockers, a game that really, especially in the first half, was very, very energetic in the Young Center. You held the Hard Rockers just 20 points in the first half in that one. What did your team learn about yourselves in that one?
Well, I mean, it was a really close game, like you said, all the way even till the third quarter, really. I believe it was like a 4-point difference at the end of the third. But the fact that we were, again, able to pull away in the fourth and hold them to such a small margin of points was a really big deal for us, because, I mean, just for us, the biggest thing is pulling together four quarters that are really good. And so being able to, in that fourth quarter, hold them to such a low and be able to pull away was such a great feeling. Because, I mean, we had girls hitting shots and our percentage was crazy. I give it to our guards. They were shooting the lights out. So that was really cool. But it's like you said, just even the atmosphere and being able to get a win in that atmosphere. And like I've said before, just being able to stay mentally locked in amidst all of the chaos was a really big deal for us. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that's tremendous. And a really good team win all around. Now, looking ahead, we mentioned them, the Regis Rangers. They're number 24 in the national rankings right now. You play them on Friday night. We're recording this on Wednesday. It'll go out on Thursday. So tomorrow night, I guess. You two had some great matchups. You mentioned it. Overtime win here in Spearfish. Close loss down there in Denver, but then you beat them in the NCAA tournament. What do you expect out of Regis?
Gosh, I mean, they are always such a really good, really tough team. They've got some really big bigs, and they've got some guards who can shoot the ball super well. I know they have Erin Frye returning. She's a really good point guard for them.
Yeah, reigning conference player of the year, right? Yeah, she's
yes.
tough.
Yeah, no, she's a tough one. So, yeah, they have some really good players. But, I mean, I would say we do too. So I would say we probably match up with them pretty well. But it's always such a close game with them just because both of our teams are so tough. And I just always expect them to be such a good team against us. So I expect it'll be another really close, really tough game at Regis this upcoming weekend. But I think we might be the tougher team. I'd like to think so.
Yeah, really, really excited to see that matchup. It should be a good one. Right off the bat, you're getting one of your tougher conference games in against the Rangers, and that should be really fun to watch. And then it'll be back to your old stomping grounds with a matchup against UCCS. What's your mentality going into that one?
I mean, it'll be very interesting this year. I know last year they got a new coach for this upcoming season. So I used to be playing against my old head coach and assistant coach, which was a really bizarre feeling. I mean, they're amazing. They made the whole process of transferring super easy, so I can't have anything but good to say about them. But yeah, it'll be a very different atmosphere going. They have a lot of new players, new coaches. So I'm really interested to see how that all pans out. But I mean, it's always really nice going back. I get to see a ton of my old college friends. They're so great. They come and watch the games, come to see me after the games. And I think my parents are going to that game too. So it'll be a lot of familiar faces. So I'm really excited about it.
That'll be fantastic. What do you expect out of the Mountain Lions in general?
It's really hard to say right now. They got new coaches, new players. I think they've been doing pretty well in the preseason. So I expect they will be a pretty good team against us. I know their post, Mason White, I used to play with her. She's always been so good. I want to say last year she was averaging like 20 points per game or something like that. But she's really, really good. And I expect she'll still be really good this year. So expecting a pretty big game out of her. And then the rest is a mystery to me, but I'm excited to see.
Yeah, some pretty great matchups right out of the gates in RMAC competition this weekend. And that should be fun. We'll roll into some rapid-fire questions here. You ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite winter activity besides basketball?
Winter activity? I mean, I grew up in Iowa, and I loved snowboarding and sledding. That was my biggest thing. And, like, building anything with snow, really. Like, building snow forts and whatnot. It just makes me nostalgic. So.
Nice. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I think that it would be teleportation, because I would just love to be able to go see my family at any point, go to see my friends, go travel places, and be able to teleport. That would be my favorite.
Not to mention the basketball implications, you know, just teleport to the other end of the floor. Exactly. Easy layup every time. It's great. What's your favorite college pastime?
I mean, it sounds super cliche, but hanging out with friends is my favorite thing to do. Even if we're just watching TV, I love my roommates. I love my friends. And yeah, just spending time with them is probably my favorite.
It's great. If you could compete in any other collegiate sport besides basketball, what would it be?
I would have to say volleyball. I played for a couple of years when I was in middle school. I always thought it was super fun, but I just had stuck with basketball. My whole family plays basketball, so it was kind of a thing that you play basketball. But yeah, I would have to say volleyball.
You definitely made a pretty wise choice with basketball, as you're enjoying a lot of success with it. And finally, we like to wrap up each episode with one last question, and that's one. What is one thing that most people don't know about you?
I have run in a lot of competitive races. I like to do, there's ones called like the Spartan race. Mm-hmm. A comparison would be like the Tough Mudder or something like that. But my mom and I are planning to do another one this summer. And it's just really fun. We get a ton of people together and we run in this race. I run with a ton of my mom and her friends. And so last year they made this like t-shirt, and it was like the shirts that said Straight Out of Compton, but it was Straight Out of Carpool because it was all the moms. So that was really cool. But yeah, just running in competitive races and hopefully a marathon someday would be my goal. So
that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a very interesting, well-balanced athlete.
Thank you.
Ellie, thanks so much for taking the time to join us this week. And until next time, I'm your host, Bryce Johnson, signing off for Jacket Chats.